Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Sir Trendity Now.
Sir Trendity Now!
Sir Trendity Now! That is courtesy of Fighter, the Zeit Man.
Oh, okay, yeah, Nightman. There you go. We'll put this little spin on there. Okay.
My name is Jack. That's Miles.
Yeah.
And these are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. J.D. Vance is a trend.
J.D. Vance, he had a debate with Tim Ryan because they are both running for the Ohio Senate seat that I believe Rob Portman is no longer interested in. But anyway, then the debate, like a lot of people were just pointing to the fact that this race is pretty tight, and like just Tim Ryan was just doing the most elementary attacks on J.D. Vance. Not that they were ineffective, by merely being like, this guy like just kisses Trump's ass. lets him like talk shit about him. I'll just play this one clip because it kind of, his whole vibe was like, this guy's a fucking loser and he's an extremist or whatever. But this is funny. Just kind of juxtaposing this whole thing about how, you know, J.D. Vance loves a good kick in the teeth from Trump just to come back and pucker his lips.
Just a few weeks ago in Youngstown, on the stage, Donald Trump said to J.D. Vance, all you do is kiss my ass to get my support.
Kissing my ass. He wants the support is what Trump says, pointing to fucking J.D. God. Like from the scene, like, look at this fool kissing my ass. All right, motherfucker, get on up here.
Wow.
After Trump took J.D. Vance's dignity from him on the stage, J.D. Vance got back up on stage and said, start shaking his hand, take a picture, saying, hey, aren't we having a great time here tonight? I don't know anybody I grew up with. I don't know anybody I went to high school with that would allow somebody to take their dignity like that and then get back up on stage. Just a few.
Wow. That's pretty good.
There was just a few, he was just so uncomfortable too. Like it's like, you know, well, yeah, I did that. Well, you get it. It's hard.
And when J.D. Vance got to the lectern, I guess, after Trump introduced him so kindly by being like, this guy kisses my ass, what a loser. He got up there and people were like, boo. You could hear people booing in the background. Like J.D. Vance became famous for writing Hillbilly Elegy.
Yep.
And being like the mainstream media's go-to good one. He's one of the good ones in the Republican Party, and you know, talking openly about how wild racist Trump was and how dangerous Trump was, and then made a very calculated pivot to trying to get elected. And, you know, he's on the verge of at least having a 50-50, a coin flip chance of pulling it off, which I guess makes sense in our modern political world.
Easy note. No fucking person who's going from Hollywood to politics, like making money as like a writer or actor or some shit, has a fucking spine as a politician.
Right.
Like, their whole career is predicated on pleasing people and to do what you can to like book a gig, including whatever the fuck you have to do. So I don't expect someone like J.D. Vance to then like go to fucking politics and be like, no, I'm principled. I came from this industry where you have to hold your ground or else you'll just be trampled all over. No, that's exactly where you come from. But again, that's why there's so many parallels between Hollywood.
And as super producer
DC.
Brian pointed out, when he got up there, he said, isn't it great to have the president here? Which, you know, in these days is a loaded term because of the big lie and people thinking that he actually got elected. So shout out to Ohio, get out there and vote. Are they running to fill, is the current Rob senator Portman Democrat or Republican?
Oh, come on, baby. You know you're Republican.
Okay.
Yeah.
Adnan Syed is trending because on Tuesday, Baltimore prosecutors dropped the charges against him.
Yeah. Fucking, it's a wrap. The case is over, as they said. And the biggest thing was apparently this DNA testing that they said it was the results of this DNA test led them to this conclusion. They said on Friday they received the results of this DNA testing on, quote, items that were not tested before that, like before, you know, when the original trial was happening, including a skirt, pantyhose and shoes and a jacket belonging to Lee. And they said there was a DNA mixture of multiple contributors on both shoes and that Adnan's DNA was excluded. They said that because of advances in DNA testing from when the case was initially tried, they were able to exclude Syed from the case, saying, quote, the case is over.
Right.
So
I don't know what happened in the case. I don't know if he's innocent or guilty. One thing that I think has been clear throughout Serial and the aftermath is that the carceral system was like a giant storm of randomness that was just fucking up any attempt by anyone to figure out what happened here. Like it was just chaos. If he's guilty, like they certainly got in the way of proving that. And if he's not guilty, they robbed him of 20 years of his life and didn't even look for the person who actually did it. It seems
That's what I'm curious is if they have this new evidence, is that going to bring them closer to actually identifying who did it?
Yeah, you would think so.
I hope. God, could you imagine like Serial, like they just have like a final episode that like wraps it all up. You're like, what?
Turns out it was somebody we didn't mention at all and had no idea about. Huh. But yeah, the DNA evidence in general has been a great sort of exposer of just how bad the criminal justice system and, you know, every aspect of it is terrible at finding out the truth about what happened in any given situation.
Yeah.
Anti-white is trending.
Yeah.
Because Tulsi Gabbard is leaving the Democratic Party.
Oh, Tulsi.
Shocking. Did not see that coming.
We never thought you were a Democrat, darling.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you hear
yourself
talk?
A little bit like the Angela Lansbury story where you're like, I didn't know she was still a Democrat.
Yeah. I was like, oh, really? Oh, okay. You're saying that now? But I mean, the right is eating this up. And a lot of people are like, wow, you're basically auditioning to be a conservative pundit, because this is what she said as she made her huge bombshell announcement.
I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that's under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers who are driven by cowardly wokeness, who divide us by racializing every issue and stoking anti-white racism. Actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms.
Anyway, all right. Okay. Thank you.
She does seem to be delivering this on a podcast microphone. So, podcasting, a lot of people getting involved.
That, like, this Shure SM7B mic that's like just the industry standard, it just feels like a prop you need to just look like an asshole talking about something like you shouldn't be talking about. Like, if you bring it into frame, it's like, I already know this video can't be good based on that there's a microphone in it.
Yeah.
Wait, Tulsi Gabbard, the person who fills in for Tucker Carlson when he's having to like take a step back to
wildly racist
was revealed. That person is leaving just the Democratic Party.
Yep.
It does seem like it takes away some of her power to the people in who watch Tucker Carlson, right? Like, wasn't that part of the fun was being like, wait, look, and a Democrat, she admitted. You know,
he admitted.
Anyways,
I think you should leave, Tulsi.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back, and Bored Ape is back on all of our minds, as if it ever left.
I mean, this is just part of the big, you know, SEC versus crypto thing. They're doing a probe of Yuga Labs, which, again, if you look into some of the history of that name or that phrase, there's a lot of Nazi smoke coming out of that area of the internet. Ooh. But they are looking into them basically to see if these NFTs and the sales of these quote digital assets are violating federal law, because they're saying, like, are these NFTs closer to stocks? And if so, should they follow the same disclosure rules? And I guess it's the quote, the key legal question at the center of the probe, according to Bloomberg, is whether NFTs are securities, a question that the SEC has reportedly been investigating since March. Well, I mean, they're a way to make other people money real quick through like pump and dump schemes, which I think we've seen before in other segments of our investor market, but
yeah, they're a way for you to make other people poor while making yourself money, I feel like is
yeah. How do we hey SEC, how are we defining stocks again? Shit to shit to trick people that are dumber than you so you can get rich? If so, yeah.
So these are, this is the Bored Ape Yacht Club thing that Jimmy Fallon came on and promoted on his show, right?
Yeah,
with Paris Hilton.
Yes. Where,
and I mean, it is essentially like, I guess that that's a question that I'm interested in is, could Jimmy Fallon be in trouble for, like, I'm pretty sure it would be illegal for him to be like, guys, I just brought Coca-Cola stock. Here's the certificate they gave me.
Right.
It's pretty cool, right? And like getting everybody to be like, woo, aw, which is what they didn't
Mine
know
has
how to
a
react.
Beret.
So they were like, it's cute. I guess is that how we're supposed to be reacting?
Stupid. I'm sorry. What do you do with that fucking thing? It's mine. Okay. Never mind, dude. Also look into like the, you know, the talent agencies that also seem to have a lot of intersecting talent pushing the crypto. But yeah, I mean, you know, Kim Kardashian got dinged for pushing Ethereum Max on her Instagram,
right?
Which ended up being a total fucking so yeah. Well, who knows? Maybe Matt Damon. But right. You know, I was just doing a commercial, man.
The Jimmy Fallon thing, though, like that clip, I still stand by as being one of the most American things that's ever happened, in the sense that you feel like you're watching like some weird like Vic Berger, like,
right.
You know, surrealist edit of reality. But it's just what is happening as America does anything frantically to deal with the, you know, feelings of terror that they have as things begin to collapse.
And
so going, aw, about somebody's stock certificate that has
it's a picture.
Objectively ugly character on it. Anyways,
nonsense.
Shout out to those people. Kanye West. I don't know if he had tweeted that he was going to go DEFCON 3 on Jewish
Jews
people.
Yeah, tomorrow Jews, or whatever he said. I'm sleepy, but tomorrow a DEFCON. Yeah. I'm like, what about DEFCON?
Right.
But that's okay. That sounds worse, actually, what you said.
So Fox, you know, because we did talk last week about how he was on for a two-night Tucker Carlson exclusive where, you know, they were like, Kanye gets it. Because he had the
White Lives Matter
shirts, like as part of his fashion show in Paris. And so Fox, the next morning after his tweet, I guess it was on Sunday, Fox and Friends weekend host Will Kane, Pete Hegseth, and Rachel Campos-Duffy spent an early morning segment characterizing West's Instagram suspension. And he was suspended for claiming that Diddy was being controlled by Jewish people. They claimed that it was totally totalitarian, not what he said, but that he was being suspended, anti-American and just wrong. They also suggested that West never would have been censored on social media had he not appeared on Tucker Carlson's show.
So they were loving him, huh? Then what happened?
Then they claimed, and this is being reported like credulously by I think the Daily Beast, they're like, I guess they hadn't heard what he tweeted yet,
right?
Because then the hosts were like, oh, all right, so apparently he tweeted something last night that was bad, so we definitely think those are out of bounds. But the way they talked about it was still like, this is how they described it. We talked about it earlier without knowing about these tweets and saying, of course, they're going to put a target. After what he said with Tucker, there's going to be a target, no doubt. But in this particular case, I mean, he brought the target with that. So now they're just saying that it was like unwise of him, like it was imprudent of him say those things, instead of just being like, oh, that is ugly anti-Semitism. We were supporting an anti-Semite like that. That's horrifying.
That's not our values. Wink, 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 wink.
They were
wink.
Just play-by-playing like why it wasn't a smart decision. And then he just went on to be like, but you know, if you really think about it, them trying to censor that is actually counterproductive because he's exposing anti-Semitism by being anti-Semitic.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, it's a good point. So
yeah, I think, and then Candace Owens had to be like, what he said wasn't anti-Semitic at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's like, oh, people can't, you can't even say the word Jewish without people getting upset. It's like, we're not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
This is fuck that. Y'all are dealing with anti-Semitism, like, overtly. No. And stop fucking talking about this guy.
Yeah.
He has nothing to fucking add except for fucking chaos. And there's not even a sincere, like, reporting on, like, how fucking violent he was been with, like, Kim Kardashian and shit like that. There's just this, I don't know, man. Like, he's, like, the perfect thing for, like, the cynical media to be like, I don't know. Does he have a point?
Yeah.
Is like, what's really vile about all of this? Because now it's allowing Fox to be like, Bartiromo's like, yeah, the White Lives Matter thing's cool, but the other stuff, I don't know. But even then, let's talk about it. Who knows? But the White Lives Matter stuff's cool.
This tweet is just totally off the wall. So the anti-Semitism is off the wall. It's
Michael
just wacky.
Michael Jackson album?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is tough to, because it seems like it's a person, but the fact that the media is covering it and eating it up as much as they are feels like, I don't know what to do with it.
Everything should be, yo, stop this guy.
Yeah.
This is fucking nonsense. Like, right. What are you doing? Like, you're not fucking saving anybody. You need to save yourself. But again, he's very useful for people with this kind of agenda because they use his blackness or mental health or whatever to try and just sort of spin everything to be like, well, he's not serious.
Right.
Or,
right.
You know, he's being a troll or he doesn't know what he's saying, but still talking about it and like using that as an entry point to discuss the ideas, which is fucking vile.
But it is also exactly what they were saying about Trump as he was rising. You know, mm-hmm. That's like what Fox News was saying about Trump was he's not serious, but he's making some good points here and there. And then now smash forward to the death cult. So it's wild the way that pathological narcissism just is really hard for certain media outlets to turn away from.
It feels
like a pretty straightforward like diagnosis. This is why he's saying these things, because he wants to get attention and that is what we're going to give him.
Yeah, dry him out. See what happens when you don't talk about him.
Right.
Sure, he'll try and go harder or whatever, but just don't. Doesn't help anybody. But again, I think if your motive is just like engagement, then it doesn't matter what the side effects are that or the consequences are.
All right, let's close out by saying RIP to Angela Lansbury from Murder, She Wrote, one of the greats.
Not gonna lie, had no idea she was still alive.
I know you were.
Had absolutely no idea. In my mind, I was like, really? Her? But I have no memory of her passing away. So I'm sorry, Angela. Shout out to you.
96. Thank you for all your years of service protecting Cabot Cove. Murder, She Wrote was maybe one of the more honest portrayals of police because they couldn't solve a crime. Like the person would leave their hat at the scene of the crime.
Right.
And the police would like miss that detail and she would have to come through and be like, what about the hat? Right there that has their name.
Yeah, whatever, England lady.
Yeah. One of my first articles that I wrote for Cracked was about how Cabot Cove was one of the most dangerous fictional cities if you looked at it from
a per capita thing.
Crime statistics per capita. The number of murders was in the hundreds every year in a town that I don't know, people must have been replenishing the population with new people moving in. Because they seem to have as many residents as murder victims when you kind of took a step back. But also in Manchurian Candidate, terrifying performance in that.
How do we know that she wasn't doing all them fucking murders?
I mean, that was another
Jessica Fletcher.
Great question. She is the person who writes murder novels.
Wow, murder mystery novels.
If for a living, it would stand to reason. And I think that actually happened in one of the Scandinavian countries that like one of their, like a popular murder mystery writer took it to the next level and started committing murders.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't know. I think somebody needs to reboot this series now that Angela Lansbury's gone, and just be going back and doing the work of figuring out that she was really behind all these crimes.
Didn't she have like a little pistol and shit too?
Yeah. Maybe connect it to the Manchurian candidate where she was using some sort of mind control to get the people to do her bidding. Because she is the common element. It's either her or the police, which the cops were just so incompetent. It would have to be a Usual Suspects type situation where they were fake playing the character all along. Anyways, we got a lot of theories here. We're not going to let this one go to sleep. We'll keep covering the truth about Cabot Cove.
Yeah, we will not be silenced by Jessica Fletcher.
That's right. All right, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. Yes. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Yes. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot.
Yes.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Uh-huh. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.